Now you're dead wrong, dog tired. Oh, it must be hard to hang on to your hats, your fags, your shopping bags, boy. I'm taking the car. And don't try to follow. Yes, darling, I know you can't go where I go. You're driving too slow. Broke your old machine. You're not sorry, so don't say please. Cut me down when I was on my knees. Now I'm taking back the keys. Taking back the keys. Taking back the keys. Taking back the keys. Oh, please give me back the keys. My sweat. I need a ladylike tissue. All right, let's, in the spirit of feisty energy, we'll do a. This is a cover, it's called Geronimo. Oh, what is her name? Shit, that's really bad. Can you. Don't take me in that pose, my thinking pose. I remember who sings this. Oh yeah, I'll remember by the end. Thank you. back. Out a bit. We didn't work out a set list. No, I'm responsible for the running order. Sorry, I just accidentally transposed. I was faffing about because I was trying to see whether it was on or not. Sorry. It's a band called Watch House, formerly known as Mandolin Orange.
It's enough to hold you close, and I'm in need of.
in her eyes. Ooh, if it's all the same, it's enough to hold you close, and I'm in need of pleasant dreams, so will you wake me in the morning light? Wake me when the morning. Clock on the wall, I swear I hear her sing. The air smells sweet, and I think there's coffee made. I wanna lay down somewhere, wanna close my eyes, and with that morning sky above, we can share. All the same, is enough to hold you close. I'm in need of pleasant dreams.
Yeah. I started laughing. I was having a Marilyn Monroe moment with my shirt. Thank you. Okay, this is another one of mine. It's called Make the Signal Stronger, which was the first song that I ever played live with John. And I wrote it for my ex-boyfriend when I thought that we were going to be together forever. We've all been there. But now it's just more of a universal love song.
You see it all, I take you with me, hold your hand if you fall, dreams are all that we have, more than enough, for I thought I valleys where you stray, someone is leading you through the shadows of levity to you. You tremble tonight, for you know the voice of what is right. Left you no choice but to fight. I call up my soul, the peace is the law.
Thank you. Should we just do one more? I feel like we've, I don't know what time we're on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. I'm listening so politely.
Oh, God, it's fucking boiling. I've got a gig this Saturday. If anybody is actually enjoying this, I'm without John. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm with Katerina, the beautiful and wonderful Majestic, who's going to be doing a first band gig. She's got some amazing new songs out, and a girl called Adelaide Taylor, who's also a powerhouse phenomenon. So, yeah, it's going to be triple threat.
You're phenomenal.
Oh, I'm phenomenal as well, apparently. But, yeah, we're going to be playing at the Arches Social in town, which is kind of just opposite the bus station. So please come down. And if you don't want to come down, then go and buy my new single, which is on Bandcamp. It's called Water the Lily. Should we do... What would you prefer to do? I Knew How? A cup of coffee?
Method acting.
Oh, method acting. Yeah. All right. This is by Dave Rawlings. It's called Method Acting. It's a shocking bit of footage viewed on a shitty TV screen. You can squint at it through snowy static to make out what it means, and keep stretching that antenna, hoping that it will come clear. I need some reception, a higher message. Please tell me what to feel, 'cause I don't. That's my voice rising. So T-Bone, please keep the tape rolling. He'll keep strumming that guitar. We need a record of our failures. We must document our loss. I've sat too long in my sadness, grown too old in my pain, to shed this skin, be born again, would stop with an ending. And I don't know what tomorrow. Ooh.
trying to be
give it up for Ed and all the team for putting this together. See you at the bar. Thank you to John as well. Can't do it without you.
That was absolutely fantastic.
It was so cool. It to be fair, I still maintained my burning heat.
You're about to make a temperature joke.
Yeah. It didn't work. I checked the atmosphere in the room. Right, there's gonna be some more poetry. Poetry! Come on, poetry! Next up we have the wonderful, the incredible Sam Porter!
I'm going to try and lower this. Boiling today. I have a few poems about being trans. It might get quite heavy, but it has a nice ending to it. So the first one, I wrote it about 4 years ago, and it's been a very comforting poem for me. I just keep coming back to it, and it feels more and more true as things go on. And it's a really important one, I think, especially right now. So this is Sisyphus. You grow your hair and change your dress, because that should be enough. You stay inside all day depressed, but at least you don't look tough. You look in mirror with eyes deranged, one more day and you'll be fine. You pray to God that things will change, but there's one more hill to climb. So you change your name and pronouns too. You'll be respected then. You shave each day and act more gay to signal you're one of them. You hear them say behind your back, each word round you's a landmine. You hope one day they'll change their ways, but there's one more hill to climb. So you slap a slab of makeup on, shit eyeliner and nail polish too. You hate yourself, your dad, your mum, cause that's just what girls do. You make sure your name's enshrined in law, never see the old one again. You do all you can to escape from it, but you're still grouped in with men. You see our names read on the news. Perhaps that could be you. You ask yourself, are you sure you want this? And then decide you do. But very soon you're out of breath and the summits keep increasing. Shave your bones, take hormones. Is life always this fleeting? And when everything seems said and done, and you can finally enjoy your time, they see you in the bathroom stall, one more hill to climb. You drag your way up to the top, bloody hands and scrambled mind. Finally, you give it up and pack it in, then turn to look behind. An ocean of beauty, interwoven, freedom from the cage, serenity only recognized by those dying of old age. In all this time, it always seemed there was one more thing to do. In all this time, you never stopped just to admire the view. I've been on hormones for coming up 3 years now. And it's been something that it's been nothing but a positive change for me. I love the relationship that I have with my body and I feel so much happier in myself. But it did take me a long time to make that decision. And I had a lot of shame and fear attached. And at one point I was getting really close to doing it. And I was looking for doctors and things like that. But then I saw in the news about a young transgender girl called Brianna Jai, and she was stabbed to death by her schoolmates. And I didn't want to do it anymore because I didn't want to look different on the street. But I could keep having that urge, and as things went on, I just couldn't ignore it anymore. And eventually I did start to find a way of being on hormones, but I was telling a friend about it. And I was really excited, I was really looking forward to it, but I was also a bit scared, and I was just seeking some comfort. And I told her about it, and I was expecting her to say, oh, you know, I'm proud of you, I'm really happy for you, that's great. But instead she said that it's really dangerous, and I need to be really careful about it. Which is kind of funny, because people don't say that about, like, tobacco or alcohol, but that's freely available. And then eventually I did get on hormones. But then I went to the GP and I asked for a blood test to make sure that I can be doing it safely. And they said that they're not able to do that because it could get them into legal trouble. And at that point, I wondered if it was maybe them who have the blood on their hands. So this is irreversible damage. Have you considered the side effects? And I'm sorry, but we can't do that for insurance reasons. Do you know it increases the risk of stroke? And trans women are what they say they are, and it only increases it by 0.5%, and regret rates are incredibly low. But you're so young, and this is irreversible damage. And we are working hard to improve the quality of weight, and a patient should start receiving treatment within 18 weeks of being referred. But trans rights are human rights. Do you not hear me? And if I was cisgender, I could get over the counter. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. That's just common sense. And the average wait time for first appointment is 6 years and rising. And the suicide rate for trans people living in the UK is 48%. And sex matters in public-facing work. And as many as 75% of trans women have done sex work in their life. And a woman is an adult human female and they have valid concerns. And do you know what it's like to hold a life in your hands? And we are working hard to improve the quality of weight. Do you know what it's like to realise your life can't begin? But trans women are women, and surely that's enough. What more do you want? And I'm trying to explain, but you're not listening. We need safe spaces, biological women, but trans women are often the victims of male violence. Adult female, I can't breathe. You will never be a real woman. We are working hard to improve the quality of weight. You're corrupting our children with gender ideology. I can't breathe, I can't breathe, and I'm trying to tell you. Adult human female, we are working hard, securing safe spaces, what they say they are. Women, children, common sense, public work, 0.5%, deceiving our men, invading our spaces, destroying your body, corrupting our children. Deceiving, invading, corrupting, destroying your work, your body, our space, our rights, our women and children, weight, your life, our women and children, invasion, corruption, our women and children, deceiving, disruption, our women and children, the weight, the time, our women and children, the date, the size, our women and children, the state, the eyes, our women and children, the rate, the rise, our women and children, the bait, the lies, our women and children, the fate, the cries, our women and children, the hate, the crimes, our women and children, our women and children, our women and children, die. Because she was a child. She was a child. 16 years old. Stabbed 28 times in broad daylight in a public park. How did this happen? How could this have happened? I'm trying to tell you. trans women are women. A woman is born, not a man with a form. Adult human female, 6-year wait, biological women. Low regret rate, you're working hard, you're not listening. Securing spaces, corrupting children, working hard, destroying her body in a public park, stabbing, beating, running, leaving body, bleeding, women, grieving, tears, years, prison, life, work, body, spaces, right, sense, damage, flashing lights, beating, bleeding, children tied, waiting, breathing, just alive, crying, grieving, women tried, not for long, because doctors lied. 28 times. Stabbed 28 times. All of us felt it. All of us cried. Still waiting for justice. Still facing their lies. I need to do some tongue twisters or something before I do that one. Yeah, so I don't want it to sound, it's a very depressing thing, but I don't want it to sound as though there's no escape to this and that there's no way of getting out of it, because I do think that there is. And I think the key part of that is believing that people can change and looking for that change and the goodness inside of them and trying to pull it out of them. And I think one of the best things you can do is just talk to people, and especially people that you might not necessarily agree with. It can be a really good way to slowly change their mind over time. Because they always say that you shouldn't preach the converted because there's no point, they won't change. But what they don't say is if you preach the unconverted, they might become a convert too. So this is convert. The process of sublimation is the conversion of fixed identity into something ephemeral and hard to contain. Those atoms that permeate the air, floating in the cosmos, clinging to all things static. Sometimes, after, they reconverge, aware of the temperance of form, coalescing into something same but changed. Others say we sublimate to convert our basic nature into boxes that are more easily defendable. To defence, we must contain what has always been into what has always been hidden. Even escaping the pen positions you against it. Others, still, say to confront the sublime is what throws us back into our... Sorry, I've forgotten the word. Others still say to confront the sublime is what throws us back into our fragile forms. There is comfort in the mundane and danger in the beautiful. They say to be loved is to be changed. To be bold is to be feared. To be true, you must be seen. Do not deny yourself the sublime. You can befriend the wilderness. So one of the things I really like about doing poetry is that you can kind of, people come up to you afterwards and they'll say, oh, I really like that. And you can kind of see the cogs in their mind starting to turn. I had this one guy who came up to me and he was like, oh, I really loved your poetry. It was amazing. And he was like, I'm not trans, but I really connected with it. And then we started talking and he started going on and he was like, at one point he just, in the middle of the conversation, he was like, I always knew that I was never born a boy. And then he just continued. I just thought that was a really nice moment. And I really like being able to do that for people. And I think being able to help people realize themselves is one of the favorite things I like about it. So this one is for the omelet to be made. I eat eggs for breakfast. Whether poached or boiled or scrambled or fried, I live to unpeel that look in your eyes that tells me you need this same routine. A salt on your senses, a sprinkle of truth. Have you ever tried to crack that this could be you? So as the water's turning and the butter's churning, in just a few minutes' time, I've scrambled your mind and you're cooked, just like that. Swallowed by the tongue, soon to be tracked, I see you. Digest you. You're coming out your shell. I assure you, I feel you. Waking up won't be hell. If you just decide to stay, you can take it day by day. Please know you're safe here. Did you ever try to see if your morning could be queer? I spread on the gel, like jam on my toast. Watch the feelings melt, let my body be the host. Today's a brand new day. And with each one elapsed, I promise you one day, these feelings will be past. The kettle will sing, and the coffee will brew. Your bubbling desire finally come true. And you'll look at your lover, two eggs on your plate. And as the water stops boiling, so too the self-hate.
I was absolutely blown away by that performance. Really incredible. Okay, next up we have Michelle Skelly Clark. Here we go.
Hi guys. Are we okay? Cool. Right, this is a public announcement, right? I'm writing this poem called, and it's got it. Hi, Cleve! Sorry, I just saw my friend down there. So I'm writing this poem for Leeds, because Leeds is celebrating 400 years. And it's called Division. Because in 1930, the Battle of Holbeck, people stood up to Oswald Mosley. And in the paper, it said they stood up against division and persecution. So my project is called Division. And it's like, what makes Leeds united? But I'm not writing the poem. I want Leeds to write the poem. So if you find me after, will you just give me a few lines? Because it's going to be 400 lines of Leeds voices, you know? Not media voices, TikTok voices. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's my public announcement. That is not in my 10 minutes, all right? No. Right. So, let me see what I'm going to... You just really have to excuse me. I'm menopausal HID, and I'm not that hot. Right, so, let me see which one I'm going to do first. Because, you know what it's like? You just change your mind all the time. Okay, so this first one is just a small one, and it's dedicated to my first poet that I went, wow, I can do this. This is my story. This is the way I can communicate. Yeah, and it's Maya Angelou. Yeah. So she says, "We're only as blind as we want to be." So I responded to that. You see, I'm tired of living with my hands over my eyes. And I'm tired of dumbing myself down to muted cries. And I don't like that we're numbers or the blame game. So I try to stay blind because it's easier that way. And I'm tired how they're blind to how racism destroys. And I wish I were more ignorant, maybe then I won't mind. Won't see the struggle for my race, for mankind. You see, we're only as blind as we want to be. Because fear rules with money, a blatant tapestry. And the emperor not need wear any clothes. Because his naked excreed exposed right down to the white bone. And we're only as blind as we want to be. For spirit inside will never sleep. And conscience, it's a gift. So raw, so old. Open its windows, the gift to us all.
Thank you.
write for some, but I write for bands and I write for my own band, and we're out later on. But this is Unbunye, have I pronounced that right? So they've just had their second album out, and it's called Tell Me the Truth or Don't Tell Me Anything. And they asked me to just put a little piece in. So I think we should. I think I should say it today because it's calling me. All right. There is life. Hope can renew. Essence of rebirth and songs of truth. You are loved from your roots. Stand up tall. You are here today. You of everything, forgive yourself. Be kind, for you are, we are light. Brighter than the shackles of media and mind. Believe in the spark of we, creativity. Brilliance of blackness, map of the stars, the journey of light, dark and shade. Finding space to be. Today, you are here, higher than ever, bathed in light, shining through. So beautiful, so beautiful is your truth. This is called Mud, and it just gives you a little kind of thing of where I'm coming from and where my poetry's coming from, maybe. I don't know. Mud. That's what it's called, the poem Mud. Yeah, you know, mud. Like Yorkshire mud. No, I'm only joking. All right. I was born from mud. Mudded up ways and mudded up days. And I love mud. I was born to know, living and sitting within the sludge of children's homes. I was born to be undone. So understood, there are no safe harbours, just an illusion, a dance from the wind. Who comes in and what do they bring? What do I lose and where do I choose? I was born in mud, and mud can taste like cat. Or play, takes you to bloody battlegrounds where the inner child roams, lost, not found, roaring and screaming, hurt at this life, spin bottles, spirits and men. And you'll find her, the hating, faceless mother again and again. You see, history repeats when it's kept in the dark. So maybe mud isn't necessary to keep us apart. But I was born from mud. Mudded up ways and mudded up days, I was born from mud. And I bloody love mud. Because it can cleanse or heal your battered soul enough to know that nobody's coming. You walk with your loss. You're your heaven or your hell, because no one gives a toss. Wisdom and kindness not deemed good enough. But you're here. Mm-mm. And you give it all you've got. You see hidden love and beneficial wealth. In between the mud, I was loved. I was told to be grateful. Go to confession and you'll feel like a virgin. Learn you're a sinner. Talk to white Jesus. Cleanliness is next to God, and the more religion I learned, the less I believed in. But mud rinsed off along with the labels, and in came the peace of the privileged and able. Funny, as they don't quite see me as equal, their picture and mine are now entwined or side by side, and from the outside, it's still visible ties, for I am mud. Modeling and capturing your sculpture, you dance, bridging and finding the hook or the chance to be. I love mud. And today, I try to love that little girl who so mistrusts this fucked up world. I wrap her in my arms in the morning and tell her that I'm grateful that she's breathing to hold my daughter's daughter, the lotus of my mud. And everything will turn out good because she has no broken, ragged dreams. She has pearls of hope and wonderful screams that build and grow and love and heal as we dance in the mud. I love mud. Tonight, if you're staying all night, I'd suggest you walk out now because I'm doing this again with my band, but I'm doing a working rehearsal right now because that's what we do, yeah. So, and Seca, you know it, so sorry about that, love. You've heard it before.
I've heard it.
Yeah. So, I want you to join in with me. We're unity, aren't we? I want you to join with me. And I want you to say, because you're in Leeds now, so you're Yorkshire. We'll let you in. Right. So I want you to say, "'Tis my Yorkshire truth under northern skies." Let me hear you.
"'Tis my Yorkshire truth under northern skies."
Go on! Anyway. Right, so this is called marching. See, this is where I'm born and raised. The streets of yesterday seem so far away, and the sky feels redder with each new day. Red with empathy, red with shame, red in remembrance of their war games. And as the years go speeding by, I breathe it all in, how time flies. I'm searching for the fragments of yesterday in my mind. You see, these are the streets of yesterday, warm with stories bold and grey. They build me, broke me, make me rise. 'Tis my Yorkshire truth under northern sky. Now, shiny marbles and holes in the ground, blackberries and raspberries and prickly bramble, cuts and scratches on arms and legs, and the days when dock leaves were a kid's best friend. The tadpoles and returning frogs, the chains of daisies and forget-me-nots, the white street sheets hanging up and down the streets, the rag and bone man, egg and chips and Yorkshire tea. When nature was our greatest adventure, we'd be out till tea was called. We the heroes of our stories, in the fields, in the falls, and I always swore, I really did, I always swore I'd never be one of them who look back and say, "Oh, it was better in my day." But in some ways it was, and in some ways it wasn't. But my pride in Yorkshire is never forgotten. And 1 minute. We've gone wrong. But my pride in Yorkshire is never forgotten. Okay, I'm coming back. As we march for the pits and we march against bombs and we march for Mandela for peace and all, and every creed, every colour, every human life, we raised our voices and we stood upright and we spoke for the persecuted and racially divided. We fought for women's rights and NHS. We marched for gay pride. We marched for the homeless, Black Lives Matter, and we marched for the future, for lessons not to be replayed. Hey, but we cheered and with joy when Mandela came. You see, these are the streets of yesterday, warm with stories bold and grey. They built me, broke me, made me rise. 'Tis my Yorkshire truth. Hey, where are you? Right, again, this is a working rehearsal. Thank you. Now the sun is gone, and the moon hangs high. Well, it ain't gone today, but you know what I mean. Now the sun is gone and the moon hangs high and the BBC stops telling the whole truth. Why won't the governments listen to all its marching people, except for reform, because they're not marching, right? And every creed, every colour, every human life deserves equity. So we raised our voices and united. 2 steps forward, 10 steps back, the shadow of fascism creeping into fact. And colonialism steers once more. The face of greed clawing at ancient shores, craving land not born for man, yet taking it all because they can. The earth was never ours to claim, yet still it burns in greed's name. And genocide, the red crimson word, cannot be unseen or unheard. You see, this is the lynch that ropes us tight, a shadow casting broad daylight, and behind the smoke screen, silent screams rise, thousands slaughtered while politicians fight. And why do they always lead with fear and attack? These politics of demons who won't look back. Men who hold hungry bellies hostage, raise our taxes, hoard world wealth. Billionaires, trillionaires in high towers, power mad with all that wealth. We are being made mentally ill and divided. Britain strapped for cash yet trident ready. Egos and gatekeepers of an old world that has long gone, done, lost its soul to power, greed, and guns and gold. You see, these are the streets of yesterday. Oh, so these are the streets of today. Sorry, this is not yesterday. This is today now, guys, yeah? Warm with stories, bold and grey. They build me, broke me, make me rise. Tis my... Come on. So I sit now and I seed for joy. For time's harvest will yield or deny. And there's dew in the grass and the sky is blue. And I walk to the forests, the parks of my youth. And I go back to Yorkshire. It's blunt, it's beauty. It's truth. Build we or break we shall rise. And out of our pits we shall rise. Tis our
Yorkshire truth under northern skies.
Thank you. Is that about 10 minutes now? All right, well, I'm back on at 9:20. Right, and I'll have a better version of that word. I said, thank you so much. And if you want to come and talk to me or with the division, please, please do. Thank you.
Well, that's like, this is Unity Day, right? I mean, that's like an anthem for Unity Day and Yorkshire as well. Fantastic, like, wow, that blew me away. I mean, absolutely incredible. You can get involved in the division poem. There's a poster, there's a QR code, you scan it and then just write something. That's the difficult bit. Lovely sneaking. This next performer I first met in London in a swanky cocktail bar in Soho. I'm not sure what I think he was bartending. Were you the bartender?
Same thing.
Cocktail mixer. He was making my cocktails, and they were fantastic. And he was such a lovely, welcoming bartender that he genuinely made me want to go back to this place more and more and more. And there were poetry nights and. and there was an anthology released, and that was sort of my first time back in England after spending a decade in Australia, and so it was just, it was like a little oasis of culture in the big, dark, smoky, grey city. So, without further ado, next is... Please welcome back Beth Kilburn and Seiko Lynn!
So we're basically just going to do a little experiment, if that's okay with you. Beth and I have never performed together, but we're going to do that now for you. How are we all doing? You good? Keeping cool in the heat? Amazing. Well, we're going to have to spend about 12 seconds figuring out what we're doing, and then we'll begin. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we're going to see if we can get some sound levels. There we go. This first poem is called Homecoming. Welcome back. Say the roots of the tree to the rains. How we missed you. Take shelter here within us for a little while. Let's trade stories until the doors of our pores open once more and you return to the rain-rich skies. Welcome, says the cliff face, through a billion years of tears. Welcome, says the blood's plasma, as it constantly refreshes. Welcome, says the enzyme-rich saliva, dust-speckled and fungi-spored. Welcome, say the planets, as they return from the outer limits of their orbits. Always coming back. Always coming back around. Each of us an intertwining orchestra of birth and death. Gather around this fire and let your music pour. Yes, come. Gather round. The journey is never ending. But gather here a moment with me. We're on our way, returning to the tides. On our way from the moment we're alive. On our way, returning to the tides. When was the last time you lit a fire, my love? Do you remember? Thank you so much. Give it up for Beth Goldberg. So I've just come back from Bristol via London. I do karate. I've done karate since being about 8 years old. And I wrote kind of, so last year I did something called the 30-man kumite. In fact, can I check how much time do I have? Left.
You've got about 10 minutes.
Got about 10 minutes, okay, perfect. So, last year I did something called the 30-man kumite. So basically they line up the top 30 fighters in the club and you start at the lowest grade and fight your way up to the very top grade. So last year there were 2 brown belts and then the rest of the line were black belts. In order to do that, it was a lot of training, but also I wrote a kind of song rap thing, and I've not performed it before, but I thought I'd do it now since I've just come back from karate camp and have my gi in my bag, and shall we do that?
Yeah!
Out of my cage, been fighting my way, been sweating it out, been running for days, been running for years. I'm running with weight, becoming a sword, edge sharper than blade. The bigger the better, no gods are safe. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, I shoot for the heavens. I'm nuclear rain, King Kong Charlemagne, Sansaru dragon, the fuck am I flagging? Don't care about your age, care about your wage, care about your weight, don't care about your grade. No one is safe. No one is safe. I run through the deserts, I run through the rain, I run through the tundra, I run through the pain. Impact is seismic, I make the earth shake. My knuckles are Hokusai tsunami wave. I'm back on the bag. I'm back on the bag. Yeah. Lived a billion lives, had a billion names. I've been through too much, stay the fuck out my lane. Impact is... This is why you should perform it before you try and do it. Back on the road, I've been tarmacking waves. I've been driving so much, I've been driving insane. I'm up in the night, I'm up in the days, becoming an animal, Django Unchained. Becoming a savage, I'm dancing in flames. Burn all the masks in my Hatchiman phase. I'm dreaming of fighting the Ronin unfazed. Beheading my enemy, spirits ablaze. Power's explosive, the laser is focused, the magic runs strong in my glacial veins. Kime's insane, Chinkuchi rays, passing through bodies like brat summer babes. I make the earth shake in my tectonic phase. Hit them with Sitnik and bubonic plague. I'm back on the bag. I'm back on the bag. Ah! We'll leave that one there. So just down the way, there's a place called the Music House. Anyone know it? So I've been working with the Music House a little bit and I've been writing about the history of the Music House and Woodhouse Moor and Hyde Park. So this is that poem. It's basically a little history lesson. So. George Haddock was born in Killingbeck in 1823. Same year Nessie the Mummy was brought here to Leeds. 10 years before in law, the enslaved got freed. Haddock began his life and would eventually found the Yorkshire College of Music on Cuckridge Street with Edgar and George Percy at the age of 73. He built a lasting venture with his family tree, the life and times of the Music House. Listen closely. Same year as Haddock, another notable character. His name was Henry Marsden, born to John and Maria. 1832, outbreak of cholera. In 48, Marsden leaves for America. It's funny, isn't it? How life can change. From poverty in Holbeck, he built fortune and fame, made money from inventions, and returned from the States. As Mayor of Leeds, he was adored because he gave back to the poor. Everything's connected, it all interweaves, stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected, it all interweaves, stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected, it all interweaves, stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Though the people, the places, the names have changed, the spirit of the Music House still remains. Mary Gawthorpe, a merry militant saint, beaten many times for women's rights in a day. 1908, gave a speech, 100,000 or more, when the suffragettes rallied up on Woodhouse Moor. Jitendranath Sen arrived in 1910 from India, joined the army, never seen again. But he left ripples. In Mill Hill Chapel Choir, he sang with his loving sister Sis, his dearest friend. Here's another personality, a black British equestrian, performer. Reception from the crowds couldn't be warmer. Pablo Fanke was his name. Circus proprietor. No one walked the tightrope higher. In his lifetime, he got to live out the gig of his dreams. He performed in front of the Queen, Victoria. Next year, his wife was buried in the ground, killed during a show when the circus tumbled down. When Pablo later passed, immense crowds gathered round, laid to rest beside his wife. Today they can be found in St. George's Fields, countless stories untold. Beneath the earth of Woodhouse, 97,000 souls. Everything's connected, it all interweaves. Stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected. It all interweaves, stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected. It all interweaves, stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Though the people, the places, the names have changed, the spirit of the Music House still remains. There once was a bandstand on Woodhouse Moor. If you listen in the silence, you'll still hear the applause. It mingles with the history in the city's veins. Sounds of the Music House, drumbeat of the rains. Fist Jubilee singers perform at Leeds Town Hall. Bob Marley at Leeds Uni singing Love for All. Pablo Fanke inspired the one and only John Lennon when the Beatles found a poster for the benefit of Kite. 1970, The Who play at the Refectory, a set known as the best live recording of all time. Leeds is keeping it alive, a place music can thrive, a petri dish overflowing with musical spores. From the violin of George Haddock to Lillian Stiles Allen, scores of talent made it through the Music House doors. Julie Andrews was a patron of the Music House, taught by Stiles Allen to sing from her mouth. The Yorkshire College of Music gets a new name. In 1965, it became the Yorkshire College of Music and Drama. Though it's called something different, inside same like karma. In 1995, Hyde Park became a stage as we all stood together on Unity Day. Fast forward 2001, the college moves again to 1 St. Mark's Avenue, still here to this day. 2021 renamed the Music House, and now you know everything that we're about. Everything's connected. It all interweaves. Stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected. It all interweaves. Stories playing out in the city of Leeds. Everything's connected. It all interweaves. Stories playing out in the city of Leeds. The people, the places, the names have changed. But the spirit of the city still remains. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to have a song to finish the night from Beth Kilburn and John Burr. But this is Unity Day. It's a community gathering. I just wanted to finish the night off my part in it anyway by just speaking for a couple of minutes while they set up about listening. When you sit in silence, and you can listen to yourself, and that's kind of like when you discover yourself, and that's when the creativity comes out, right? And whatever it is, soul or whatever it's called, but that's where it is, and that's how you access it, by listening. The poems just pour out. We all come together, right? This is a community. And we're not listening to ourselves, we're listening to everyone else, right? And everyone's got so much soul inside of them, so much spirit, something special, something unique, a message to tell everybody else. And the way that you build a strong community is that you understand each other, not just on a surface level, not just on some small identity, the label that you were given as a child, the nation that you had the lottery of birth in. But if you surround yourself with people who've really listened to themselves and just unlocked what's inside of them in that silence, then you can connect with each other on a much, much deeper level. And I feel like that's what Unity Day is all about. That's what community is all about. And I feel like we did that justice today by having some just really, really special human beings and special souls. So just a round of applause for everybody that spoke today and shared their soul. We had Mike Booth. We had Adonis Stoll. We had Sam Potter. We had Katie Lou. We had Michelle Scully-Clark. And we have Bev Kilburn.
Name, but we had you as well, and you were great. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Well, in the spirit of love and unity, this is a song by Ali Dineen, and I don't like singing it because it's really high. But it's called I Knew How, and I'm gonna give it a go for you. flesh and bone, flesh and bone. So I learned to hide away from everyone I'd ever loved. Broken heart, flesh and blood, flesh and blood. Thank you. Thank you, John.